This is KUT. Travis County District Judge John Dietz ruled yesterday that Texas is not adequately funding its public school system. KUT's Kate McGee has more on the decision.
Not only did Judge Dietz say public schools in Texas aren't adequately funded, especially when English language learner students and economically disadvantaged students are concerned, he also says the state hasn't done a good job reviewing its school finance system over the last two decades. Many funding formulas that determine how much a school district gets haven't been revised since the 1980s or 90s. Chandra Villanueva is with the left-leaning think tank, the Center for Public Policy Priorities.
The legislature is going to need to take a serious look at the cost of education. Right now, we're not backing up our standards with the resources, and this came out very clear in the judge's ruling. The state has made no effort to determine what it really costs to meet their standards.
Judge Dietz gave the state until July 1st of next year to make changes to the system, but the state will most likely appeal the decision to the Texas Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers say they want to push for some changes during the upcoming legislative session, even if the state Supreme Court hasn't yet ruled on the issue. Earlier this week, Representative Donna Howard said she wants the legislature to raise the amount of money it gives school districts to provide a basic education. Representative Eddie Rodriguez, another Democrat, agreed, saying the state isn't putting in its fair share.
We're down to 50%, maybe even less, that the state is kicking in for public education, down from a higher number. So obviously, we have, as a legislature, outside of formulas and everything else, we have to make commitments that we're going to go ahead and try to fund public education more directly.
But Dan Casey with Moak Casey Associates, a law firm that specializes in school finance issues, says it's going to take some time.
The current group of legislators that we have haven't really been through the funding formulas in great detail or have a great understanding of the system that's there. And I think they will certainly at least make an effort to educate themselves on the current system and see where it needs improvement.
In a statement, Texas Education Commissioner Michael Williams criticized the ruling, suggesting lawmakers should have final say in how education is funded, not judges. Kate McGee, KUT News.